Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Welcome to Lunar Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and the time has arrived where I can finally talk about the Aries solar eclipse. I feel like the first part of this year, so what's that, first quarter of this year, has really been leading up to this moment, and I've been banging on about this Aries solar eclipse, leaving little Easter eggs as we go along. And yeah, maybe that's me building it up, which usually isn't my style. Perhaps it will sneak by us all subtle and uneventful, but I just can't see that happening. This is the moment. All right, where do I start? Let's start with the dates and the times and we'll go from there. So the Aries solar eclipse will take place on Tuesday, April 9 at 4:20 a.m. in Sydney, Monday, April 8 at 7:20 p.m. in London and 2:20 p.m. in New York. Okay, so if you are an avid listener of this podcast, you'll know that this is the second of two eclipses for this eclipse season. On March 25, we had the Libra lunar eclipse, and since then, we have been in the eclipse gateway, or hallway, as I called it last week, and this Aries solar eclipse marks the conclusion of this particular eclipse season. Although, caveat, you'll probably feel it for about a month after the eclipse. These eclipses are part of a story that's been playing out since April of 2023. You've heard me say all of this, I know, but just stay with me. It bears repeating. We cannot single out eclipses or even new and full moons as one-offs, right? They all work together, weaving a narrative, presenting us with insights, lessons, and points of growth. Isolating them might make the individual occurrence seem meaningless or uneventful, but when looked at it as a rich tapestry of your own evolution, perhaps you can begin to see what is being presented to you. The eclipses in October later this year will continue this narrative, and the story of Aries and Libra doesn't conclude until early 2025. In saying that, this Aries solar eclipse does signify a new chapter. It might be the plot-twisting chapter that changes the course of events for the protagonist, or the chapter that serves as a necessary character development, or, you know what, it might even be the very first chapter in this tale. It's dependent on the individual and their own journey. But it is new. Not only is this a new moon and a solar eclipse, but it's in Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, which itself symbolizes new beginnings. A solar eclipse amplifies everything a new moon symbolizes. However, I'm going to say this now and then I'll elaborate more on why later, but we do not manifest under a solar eclipse. All right, I'm going to leave that there in case you stop listening halfway through for some reason. I don't know why you would, but let's just say you do. I don't want you to miss out on that little tidbit, but I will explain it later in this episode. Okay, so where were we? Amplifying the new moon. So new beginnings, fresh starts, new pathways, unexpected opportunities. Hopefully, if you listen to my advice in the lunar eclipse episode, You closed a few doors a couple of weeks ago. And you know what happens when we close doors? New doors open. I know, it's crazy. That's the energy of this eclipse. But like, you know, these new doors, they might just be like a little bit ajar, or they could be like swinging wide open. So, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for the doors that are opening for you. Redirections, plot twists, and fateful slash karmic experiences are also a big part of eclipse energy. Whether it's super subtle or deafeningly loud, trust the process. Open yourself up to the possibilities. Embracing the obstacles is all part of your evolution. This Aries solar eclipse is a north node eclipse, which means that its energy is very much rooted in the future. It's definitely a time to look forward, not a time to look back. Although it is a Mercury retrograde and we are being very reflective, so do with that what you will. If your focus is on the past, if you're, say, wrapped up in regret or lost time or anything that keeps you stuck in that which is behind you, you simply can't move forward, right? It's okay to reflect on it. It's okay to get introspective and reflective, but don't keep yourself stuck where you are because of something that happened in the past. This is your new chapter, okay? And the eclipse is going to highlight that for you. Before I tell you how you can really work with this eclipse according to your own natal chart, I have to tell you that this Aries solar eclipse has a little friend sitting right on it that'll play into its expression. And that little friend is our mate, Chiron. So Chiron and the North Node have been saddled up together for months now. And now Chiron will be sitting at the exact degree of the sun and the moon during this eclipse. This adds a very healing energy to this moon. But, you know, probs not in a soft and gentle way. Although maybe in a soft and gentle way. That's not a very conclusive statement, is it? Could be gentle, could be rough. If you've been working with Chiron energy and tending to your wounds, as I have instructed many times on this podcast, then there's so much power that can be sourced from that healing process. If you have not, and hey, you know, we're all human, then wounds may surface for you during this eclipse so that you can do something about them. The Chiron in Aries wound is always related to the self, right? But what's important about this is that it's connected to the North Node and this eclipse, which means that this healing process will be a push forward, a catapult almost, closer to your destiny, your karma, your purpose, your potential, which is what the North Node symbolizes. Tending to the wound of self is looking at things like self-confidence, prioritizing self, being able to be independent and autonomous, your ability to lead. Like, what is your wounding around all of those things? How can you tap into your courage in order to heal? Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to go through that healing process. But there is so much energy in Aries right now for you to draw upon, right? This is your time. Because it's a solar eclipse, it's likely to be heart-related, this self-wound, something to do with the heart. Again, maybe it's a self-love thing. Maybe it's about you in relationships. You know, relationships has been a big theme this year and a big theme of this eclipse. The other thing that maybe you want to contemplate, I'm sure I've spoken about it in the last few episodes, but in case I haven't, is there something around forgiveness that needs to take place? And, you know, I find for most of us, it comes down to forgiveness of self. Like, is there something you need to forgive yourself for? Are you being really, really tough on yourself? Now's the time to heal that. So with so much energy in Aries, let me tell you what is in Aries right now. So on the day of the eclipse, we will have the moon. The sun is in Aries, the North Node is in Aries, Chiron's in Aries, Venus is in Aries, and Mercury retrograde is also in Aries. If you missed it, an episode aired on Tuesday walking you through Mercury retrograde, so I do recommend going to listen to that. All right, let's have a look at how this Aries solar eclipse might affect us individually. So this is a little bit more advanced. If you're a new listener and you're a bit of a beginner when it comes to astrology, that's fine. You just take what I've said up until this point and you can just tune out for the rest of this episode. What you want to do is you want to have a look at your natal chart. All right, you want to locate where 19 degrees Aries sits on your natal chart. It'll be on the outer ring. You're looking for the little symbol that looks like ram's horns. And if you know how to locate a degree, you want to find 19 degrees. If you don't, just kind of locate where Aries is. This is the area of your life where you're likely to feel it, right? So you want to look at what house 19 degrees Aries is occupying. And then if you don't know what each house represents, just Google it. If it's the fifth house, just Google what is the meaning of the fifth house in astrology. Okay. It might also be worth checking out what is sitting opposite 19 degrees Aries. It will be 19 degrees Libra. But have a look what house that is as well, because as I keep saying, these eclipses are working together and this is the Aries Libra nodal axis. So for example, and I've said this on the podcast a lot, but I'll say it again, Aries for me and this particular eclipse is taking place in my 10th house, the house of career. Sitting directly opposite is Libra, sitting in my 4th house, which is the house of self, of home, of your foundations. So have a look what that is for you. The house can give you a little bit of intel of where this eclipse energy over the course of this 18-month period that we've been in the Aries Libra nodal axis, where it will be playing out for you. The other dates you might want to have a look at, if you are a Lunar Lover subscriber, you likely journal on new moons and full moons, so you know what was going on for you back then. This is why it's so good to have a lunar journal. Oh, this is me losing my voice. Sorry. Okay, so the first date we want to have a look at is April 20, 2023. We had an Aries solar eclipse. Then on October 14/15, 2023, we had a Libra solar eclipse. And then, of course, March 25, 2024, we had a Libra lunar eclipse. So everything that was sort of playing out around those eclipses is likely linked to what's going on with this eclipse. It's all part of the story. But I got to be honest, right? When I look back at these dates for myself, I'm not sure I see a super clear picture yet. There's something there for sure. There's something forming, but it's not glaringly obvious to me at this point. And I just wanted to say that in case you're struggling to find a thread between those eclipses. Remember, we've got two more eclipses later this year, and then the Aries Libra nodal axis is going to be in play until early 2025. So it's all still unfolding. All right. It could be glaringly obvious for you though. All right, let's talk about the not manifesting thing. As I always say, do what you want, right? You don't have to listen to me if you don't want to. Nothing bad is going to happen if you manifest. But I just think the eclipses are going to do what they want anyway. Yeah, so it's kind of a moot point. I always think of Joey from Friends when I say moot. It's a moo point. It's a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. It's a very niche reference. Hopefully some of you got that. All right. So, I mean, that's pretty much the reason we're not doing it, right? It's like eclipses are fateful and karmic, right? They're all about destiny. They know what they're doing, and it probably won't come as a surprise to you, but the cosmos, the universe, whatever you want to call it, or your higher consciousness has more of an idea of where you're headed than your little human 3D brain does. So it's a matter of trusting in that, right? The other thing is the energy is pretty chaotic and unpredictable under eclipses. That's why I said to you in the last eclipse, like, don't put your crystals out because you don't want that energy in your home. So I just personally, and look, a lot of astrologers agree with me, I just don't and would encourage you not to perform rituals and the like under an eclipse. The energy's just too erratic. The other thing, you know, and I think I said this last time as well, like, let yourself be surprised. Look, I'm all for manifesting. I wrote 3 books about manifestation. So I'm not one to say don't ever manifest. I just think sometimes it's nice to just throw caution to the wind and let the eclipse show you. Yeah, be surprised by what it has to show you. And also, you know, sometimes I think it's a really good idea to take a break from manifesting sometimes. Like, you know, again, I encourage you guys every new moon to set intentions, and I'm all for that. But I do think with any kind of routine, sometimes the healthy thing to do is break it for a little bit. So let's just say for this eclipse, we're not going to manifest, and then come the Taurus new moon next month, we can manifest and set intentions again. All right, so what can we do during an eclipse? It might be the question you're asking. Just ride the wave, baby. Ride the wave. But also, I would journal. It is really handy. I've said it before, I don't love journaling. It's not my happy place. But it is really handy to journal during an eclipse, since the energy sort of spans over an 18-month period, and it's going to be really handy come the October eclipses to be able to reflect on what was going on during these eclipses. My next piece of advice would be to slow down. You should be slowing down anyway because it's a Mercury retrograde. But if you haven't done that yet, definitely do that over this weekend in preparation for the eclipse next week. I also recommend not ingesting or taking part in anything overstimulating, right? So alcohol, drugs, anything that like impacts your cortisol or your adrenaline, I would just kind of not during an eclipse. But again, each their own. If you feel like you're forcing something, anything, whether it's a project you're trying to get through or a relationship you're trying to make work or a habit you're trying to instill in yourself and it's just not taking, just stop. You can try again after the eclipse, okay? Aries energy can be quite inflammatory, and it is also Mercury retrograde in Aries. So do avoid confrontations where possible. Be mindful of other people's outbursts and your own, and just try not to take it all personally, right? It's very easy to take reactiveness during Aries season, and especially an Aries solar eclipse, really personally. That's what I would do. Sorry, I'll reframe that. That's what I do. Don't do that. Don't take it personally. Everyone's dealing with a lot of energy right now. All right, my loves, if you are not a subscriber, this might be the time you would like to become a subscriber. Although we're not manifesting, I will be holding a new moon solar eclipse circle. That episode will drop on Monday. Again, I'm going to reiterate, it is not a ritual, but we will be doing some reflecting and a beautiful meditation to commemorate. If you would like to become a subscriber and you enjoyed the bonus subscriber episode you got access to earlier this week, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode. Next week's episode is about, don't know, actually, it will be a surprise to you and a surprise to me. I'll think about it over the weekend and I will let you know next week. All right, my loves, until then, whatever we're talking about, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.